is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge,
your hometown voice.
And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
This is Jeff Smith, the Rogue announcer. Welcome to Rogue Talk for January 20th, 2017. And we got another great show for you today. Our schedule of what order we do things today might be a little different. My guest is coming over from the high school, and we didn't want to have to pull her out of school early, so she'll be here a little later than my usual guest. So we may do some of the third segment stuff before we interview our guest. And of course, my guest today is Autumn Cogdill. She's a junior at Rogue River High School, and she is taking on the large, or at least in my mind, the large project of doing a homeless outreach that'll be coming up at the end of February. We'll discuss the details with her when she gets here. But I thought that was a pretty big undertaking for a young girl to take on, and it got me interested in having her on the show, and she was more than happy to do that. So she'll be here later today, and so I'll be interested to find out what she's got going on with that. In some local news, the only real local news story I had to cover last week, we talked about the search for a new sheriff to finish up the term for Corey Falls, who resigned. He resigned back in November, and his last day was the last day of the year. And interim sheriff Nathan Sickler was chosen by the Jackson County Board of Commissioners. He'll serve the last 2 years of Corey Falls' term. And Sickler was one of three finalists picked by the Citizens Review panel that we talked about on last week's show. The other two finalists were former Sheriff Mike Winters and Captain Danny Penland, who currently runs the jail. And I believe the panel recommended that they didn't rank the candidates. They just gave the top three, and then the commissioners, I believe, if I'm getting this right, at least that was initially how I read it last week, was that the panel was not ranking them. They were only picking who they thought were the top three. But the commissioners, all but one commissioner, picked the interim sheriff, Nathan Sickler, to be sheriff, and one of the commissioners picked Danny Penland. So Sheriff Sickler will now finish out the term, the seat vacated by Corey Falls. So that was it for local news. I've got quite a few, or you know, a few announcements of some things going on coming up here, and so let's get to those. The first one, and the only contact information I have for this at the moment, because I didn't have time to get any other information, is go to the Rogue River Soccer Club Facebook page. And on that page, you can get the sign-up sheet for spring soccer. So if you've got kids that want to play soccer this spring in the participate in the Rogue River Soccer Club, you can read about that on their Facebook page. They've got the, like I said, they've got the forms there that you can print off and fill out. And so that's a great program. They started last year with that. We talked to Rob Heilman here on the show. We talked about that a little bit when he was here, one of the times that he was here. And it's really a great way for us to not only to give the opportunity to the youth to play soccer, and to play soccer on teams that are local teams and not get mixed into Grants Pass teams because we don't have enough players. With this program, we're trying to keep the kids together so they can play, you know, as a team, but also to have that influence from the high school coaches so that there's some continuity to the program and that these kids are coming up learning the things that the high school coaches want. And of course, Rob Heilman is one of the high school coaches, and he's kind of the one who spearheaded this club. And so I think it's a great thing. They're trying to get programs going with the different sports where we get that continuity, and where we're bringing kids up to the high school level through the youth programs and through the middle school, that are learning the things that those coaches want them to learn, and the fundamentals just in general. That's really been a struggle with our basketball program. Not only the lack of continuity, but the lack of real solid fundamentals. Of course, this year there's a lot of kids playing on the high school teams that have never played basketball before, and that's a whole nother problem. But the kids that are coming up playing, they need to be more solid in their fundamentals, and that's something that this kind of a program can do. So go on to the Rogue River Soccer Club Facebook page, and you can get those forms. If you're not on Facebook and you want some more information, you can always you can get a hold of me a couple of ways. Email is feedback@943thebridge.com. Once again, that's feedback@943thebridge.com. And in the subject line, put Rogue Talk, and those will get to me. So if you have any questions about things I'm talking about on the show, or comments, or anything that you need to share with me, or want to share with me, or tell me how bad I am, use that email. Get those to me. You can also go to my Facebook page, Rogue Talk on Facebook, and message me there. Or you can, there's visitor posts, keep them friendly, or I'll take them down. But you can do visitors posts, and you can message me through Messenger on Facebook. And of course, if you want to call into the show, you can do that at 541-299-0498. Once again, that number is 541-299-0498. And I'd love to hear from you. And maybe later when the guest comes on, if you've got questions about this homeless outreach program, you can call in. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, if you call while I'm on the air, you'll go right onto hold. You'll be able to hear the show, and then I will get to you as soon as I can. If you don't get put on hold and have the show playing, that means the lines are busy and you'll have to try again. We don't have there is a voicemail system, but you won't be able to leave a voicemail, and I don't have any way to access that, so just try again. But we'd love to hear from you. So the next thing I wanted to tell you about, another community event, and again, I didn't get a chance to double check this. I'm assuming this is the community center, but it says 132 Broadway Street. There is going to be bingo for the whole family. This will be to this is to support the junior high students, to help them go on a trip to Washington, D.C. They'll get to obviously see all of the sights and sounds of D.C. and probably be learning quite a bit of history about our country and our government in particular, since Washington, D.C. is government-centric. It's kind of the point of the city, if you want to call it that, or the district. And that will be on January 27th. The doors will open at 5 o'clock, and the games will start at 6. And the cards will be $1 per sheet, and the cash is a 50-50, so half of the money that goes into that's collected is paid back out. The other half goes to support the Washington, D.C. trip for the junior high kids. And there will be some raffles, too, so I imagine they'll be selling tickets for that. They'll have some raffles for Family Fun Center, Wildlife Safari, Father and Son Jewelers, and some other handmade gifts. I'm not sure who this one is. Wolvie's Florist. I'm not familiar with them, but they're on the list of raffle prizes. So, once again, that's January 27th at 132 Broadway Street. And that's doors open at 5. It starts at 6 o'clock. And I think that's a really good fundraiser to help those kids get on that Washington, D.C. trip. They try and do one of those every year, and this is a great fundraiser to help them out. And another one that is coming up is the Crab Dinner fundraiser, and that supports the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant. And we've got a great group of girls already signed up. In fact, I think just this week we signed up another girl that is coming back to the area and wants to participate. And hopefully we'll have them on. We'll have at least one or two of the girls on before the crab feed. We don't have that scheduled yet, but we'll try and get that done. And of course, I am the MC for both the crab dinner and for the pageant. The crab dinner will be February 11th, and that'll be at the Live Oak Grange. It'll start at 5 o'clock. Pre-sale tickets are $25, and those will be available. You can get one from one of the, if you know one of the girls that's participating, and I don't have the list yet. I don't want to put anybody out there that's not going to do it, because we're just at the beginning of the process here. But if you know one of the girls that's participating, you can get tickets from them, or you can go to Umpqua Bank starting on January 23rd. So those will be available. I guess that's Monday. So you can go to Umpqua Bank starting on Monday. And once again, the pre-sale tickets are $25. And of course, there's lots of raffle items. I believe we'll be doing the silent auction again. That's been a big success. A lot of great prizes had been donated the last couple of years, and everybody seems to like that. You can get some pretty cool stuff for a pretty good price usually, and still you're helping the girls out with their scholarships. So that's coming up on February 11th, and of course we'll mention these again as the days go on. Bingo, that's Friday, next Friday, so we'll plug that again next week so you don't forget about that one. So those are all the local events going on, at least the ones I have to plug. And if you have an event you'd like for me to talk about here on Rogue Talk, once again, you can contact me through the Facebook page, you can email, or you can even call in if you've got something coming up, a community event, or maybe you know a local person that's doing something of note that you think they should get some credit for. We'd love to talk about it here on Rogue Talk. So let's move on to Chieftain Sports. And we finally got a full week of school in this week. No more Snowmageddon. We talked about that for 2 weeks here on Rogue Talk, and we're glad that most of it's gone. There's still a fair amount of snow in places out in Weimar, but they're starting to get things back to normal out there. I know I had a customer that owns a vacant house that's for sale, and I got a call yesterday that the power company was out reading the meter and the well pump was pumping water just all over the place, and so we had to arrange to get that taken care of. But so not all the problems are done out there, but certainly they're starting to get things back to normal, and hopefully these next storms that are coming won't bring us too much snow, if any. I know they're forecasting possibly a little bit in Weimar, but hopefully nothing significant. So anyhow, the Chieftain Sports got back up and going. And the first thing I want to talk about was wrestling. We had the Rogue River High School hosted a combined junior varsity and girls wrestling tournament. So basically it wasn't two separate tournaments. It was combining the junior varsity wrestlers and the girl female wrestlers in a tournament. And five teams competed in that tournament, including Rogue River. And some of the standouts for Rogue River, Austin Quayle was a first place. He was champion at the 152 class, weight class. And some other notable participants, Carson Smith was second at 132. And Dakota Walliser was second at 145. And in the combined 220-285 weight class, that's quite a range. I wrestled back in high school. Of course, I was nowhere near 220. I was usually in the lower one or two weight classes. But combining the 220-285 classes, Eric Goodbow was also second at that level. And there were five female competitors in the tournament, and one of those ladies was from Rogue River, and that was Maya McWillie. So we want to give a shout out to all those kids who participated in that tournament. From all indication, it was a big success. They hope to have more teams there and do a little different style of tournament, but with the five teams that they had, it turned out to be a really good tournament. So congratulations to Rogue River High School Wrestling. And then moving over to basketball, the basketball teams, of course, went to Cascade Christian Friday. That's where I headed right after the show last week. And unfortunately, both teams were really overmatched in their league opener. The boys lost 69-22, while the girls were defeated 49-11. So both teams just struggling to get any kind of offense going. And Cascade, of course, generally one of the top two teams in the conference every year. And looks like that may hold to be the same again this year, but we'll have to see as the season goes on. Then the Chieftain teams came home for their home conference opener, and they took on the Lakeview Honkers. And of course, those games were right here on 94.3 The Bridge. And in the boys game, the Derek Pratt was ejected in the first half for an elbowing foul. And I actually, of course, I was there broadcasting. I did not see the play. It happened away from the ball. I've gotten a couple of different stories on it, so I'm not going to speculate on what actually happened. I haven't talked to Derek about it, and I heard two conflicting stories, so I don't know exactly what happened, but he was given a double technical and ejected. So the Chieftains played the second half without Derek, who obviously is one of the top players for the Chieftains. They were down 10 at halftime. The lead got up to 12. They had actually trailed by 13 at one point in the first half, but in the second half, they trailed by as much as 12. They cut the lead to 3, but that was as close as they could get, and eventually they lost 56-43. So a pretty good effort by the Chieftain boys on Tuesday night, but they just didn't have enough to come all the way back and get it done. The girls ran into a one-lady wrecking machine by the name of Alex Connolly. Connolly scored 18 points in the first quarter, and a lot of those points were on the press. She was getting steal after steal and putting them back in for easy layups. So she scored 18 of her 21 points in that first quarter, and the Honkers never looked back from there. They got a comfortable lead in that first quarter, and they carried it all the way to the end. Final score, 77-16. So the very young Chieftain girls, or Lady Chieftain team, really struggling to generate offense at this point. And both the teams, again, have struggled with the press, and that's really gotten them behind early in a lot of these games. So and frankly, they're actually pretty good with their press break, but they lose their focus, and when they execute properly, they do a great job. But these teams have just been swarming. The press has just been overwhelming, and you know, once you make one or two bad passes, it starts to snowball. So hopefully, maybe the Chieftain teams tonight can bounce back. Might be a tough calling for both teams. They will be hosting St. Mary's tonight, and we will cover both of those games on 94.3 The Bridge. The only problem I have is I've been trying to confirm this all day, have not been able to get a straight answer. The OSAA schedule lists the game times as 5:30 and 7. Normally in the past, all of the varsity games are 6 and 7:30 during conference play. And in fact, the weekly schedule that we get from the high school lists those games at 6 and 7:30. So all I can tell you is if you want to listen in tonight or you want to come out tonight, you can try and contact the school, but I didn't get an answer back today. I had someone contact them for me, and she did not get an answer back yet. So I'm not sure. I will get there in time. If the game starts at 5:30, we'll be ready to go. That one's a little up in the air, but they will be back in action tonight against St. Mary's at James Martin Court. So if you can't get out to the game, tune in right here on 94.3 The Bridge. And other sports, and then the basketball teams on Tuesday will travel to Klamath Falls to take on Triad. Those games are listed for 6 and 7:30. And then also in Chieftain Wrestling, they have a tournament tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. They will be participating in the Eagle Point Invitational. So if you want to get out to Eagle Point and cheer on the Chieftain Wrestling team, that will start at 9 a.m. And that's it for the schedule for this week for Chieftain Sports. And I'm hoping my guest will get here pretty soon. She's heading straight over here as soon as she gets out of school. So we hope to see her real quick. And that's about all I've got for this segment. So hopefully she'll be here when we get back. If not, we'll move on to our Rogue Talk mascot football picks. And then when she gets here, we'll get that interview going. But I'm going to take a break here so I can catch my breath. And we'll be back with more Rogue Talk. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The home of the Chieftain Nation. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge.
With us for In Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Houston Rockets have dropped 3 of 4 since a 10-game winning streak, with 2 of those losses coming against teams currently residing in the basement of their respective divisions. The Rockets wasted James Harden's 13th triple-double of the season in a 109-103 loss to the Heat in Miami. Harden says the Heat's 20-5 run to end the game was a killer.
But we got open shots. We just missed them. And we gave ourselves a chance, especially in that third quarter. We tied the game up. And fourth quarter, we just didn't play as well as we needed to.
Toronto, second in the East, has a 4-game winning streak after DeMar DeRozan delivered 36 points in a 119-109 triumph at Brooklyn. Kawhi Leonard had 34 points in San Antonio's 122-114 win over Minnesota. It was Leonard's fourth straight 30-point-plus game. Dallas beat Chicago 99-98 for their first 3-game winning streak of the season. It was Denver 127, the Lakers 121. L.A. trailed by 19 late in the third quarter, got within one, but the Nuggets hung on. This is Esser in Sports. In the NHL, Dallas outscored the New York Rangers 7-6. Stars coach Lindy Ruff says it was a good feeling to hang on at the end after the team nearly blew a 4-goal third-period lead.
It was a good feeling. You know, we've lost a lot of games where we felt we deserved to win. It's a good 2 points. I think when you look at the schedule, the number of games, there's some goofy stuff going on. We'll take the 2 points.
Columbus beat Carolina 4-1. The Blue Jackets regained a share of first in the Eastern Conference standings after losing 4 of their previous 6. New Jersey beat Minnesota 4-3. It was Chicago 6-4 over Colorado. The Blackhawks now tied with Minnesota for the Western Conference lead. Toronto was a 4-3 winner over Buffalo. It was Ottawa 6, St. Louis 4, Calgary 5-2 over Florida, Vancouver 1, Nashville nothing, Anaheim in overtime over Tampa Bay 2-1. The New York Islanders have fired head coach Jack Capuano and replaced him with assistant Doug Wade. Women's top seed and defending champion Angelique Kerber had to rally for a 3-set win in her second round match on day 3 at the Australian Open. Roger Federer was a winner on the men's side. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Hello, Kubo. What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And we're still waiting for the arrival of our guest. I did want to mention that next week, on next week's show, the FFA will be joining me once again. And that's another event coming up is the reason they're coming on the show next week. They have their beef feed coming up. And so let me quickly bring my calendar up here and see if I can get you the proper date for that. There she is. Go ahead and take a seat. And the upcoming beef feed is coming up on the 4th of February. So next week, the FFA will be sending a couple of ladies down here. I believe Amber Cripps, that came in the first time, she'll be coming again. So that'll be her second time here on Rogue Talk. So we look forward to having them. I believe Annabelle Lee will be the other representative. So I'll be looking forward to next week's Rogue Talk. I always enjoy having the FFA kids in here. They're a great bunch of kids. So joining me in the studio is Autumn Cogdill. Autumn, welcome to Rogue Talk.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Okay. Now, I just met you recently at the Miss Rogue River meeting when we were recruiting for Miss Rogue River. And so I don't know you too well, but I saw in the Weimer page a couple of weeks back that you decided to take on a homeless outreach program, and I thought that was pretty impressive for someone your age to take on such a big task. So tell me first how you got the idea to do something like that.
Well, I actually saw a video on Facebook about a guy who had brought in some homeless people, gave them new haircuts and a nice suit, and just seeing the homeless people's reaction before, you know, they were kind of scrubby looking, they didn't have very nice clothing on, kind of just didn't have very much motivation, and then after they had gotten a haircut and like a nice new suit, they had kind of just a look about them, more motivation, more confidence. And so I think that kind of made me think, well, I want to do something like that for the people in our community, because, you know, for some people it might be like the push they need to go get a job or, you know, something like that. So that's kind of what my motivation came from.
Yeah. And that's a good point. And I think it works both ways. It works to give them some confidence and make them feel better about themselves, but it also gives them the ability to project themselves better. I recently saw an article, and I can't even say what magazine it was or what it was. I saw a link to it online, of course, but where he did a little experiment. Now, he was had sort of an angle of proving some sort of racism, but one of the side effects of this experiment he did, he put himself in situations once where he was wearing a hoodie and kind of looking like the urban, you know, youth might look, although mm-hmm. he's not a youth. And then in the other instance, he was dressed nice, and he was kind of surprised at how much better he was treated when he looked nice. Well, he didn't really prove to me the racism aspect he was looking for, but what he did prove is that how you present yourself definitely goes a long way in how you're accepted by other people. So, yeah, and I've seen similar stories of that where they have done the haircuts and done the makeovers and just given them some simple things to make them feel like they can have the confidence to go out and do that. And I think it dispels the myth that all homeless people have no motivation and that they're just, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's a common thing that people think is that homeless people put themselves in the situation that they're in, which, you know, being on a few mission trips where I've worked with homeless people, that's simply not the case, you know. I think that homeless people, a lot of times their houses get, you know, bankrupt, or they grew up in a household where they didn't have any other option but to be homeless. And, you know, I found that pretty interesting that, you know, I grew up in a family that was very like, oh, we're not going to help that person on the corner. You know, they put themselves there. And I don't agree with that. I think that homeless people might just need a little push to get them to the place they need to be.
Yeah, I've been on both sides of that, and I don't know exactly where I fall. I think my approach to that would be I need to be able to, and this can't happen all the time, but I would like to be able to engage that person and find out who they are and why they're there. Because I've seen both sides of it. I've seen there's a particular couple that used to hold signs out near the McDonald's in Grants Pass, and they would basically have a shift change. And so that made me a little suspicious of their motives. Yeah. But there are plenty of people that I think if you engage them, you can find out that they really do have these needs. And this project is a way to engage them.
Yeah, and my thing is I'm not saying like go clean your pockets out and give it all to them, obviously, but I think it is important, even if you don't have anything to give them, to just interact with them. They're people too, you know. Sometimes they just need someone to be there for them physically, you know what I mean, and emotionally. And I think that, you know, I personally don't know what I would do without my friends and family there for me. And for a lot of homeless people, they just don't have support at all. And I can't imagine a world where I didn't have anybody there for me, you know.
Yeah, no, and I definitely salute that. It doesn't really matter where you land on how those, you know, how you should deal with someone on the street begging for money. The fact is regardless of what method you think is the best way to help them, the fact that you want to help them, that's the important part.
Yeah.
And so I was just really impressed with that. So I guess let's go to where this is going to end. What is the date of this? You've got a day set aside, right?
Yes.
So tell me what that day is going
to
look
so
like.
So the day is February 25th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Umpqua Bank. I finally got a location, which is awesome.
That's great, because I knew we were waiting. I was hoping you would find that out before today.
So Umpqua Bank has been gracious enough to let me use their lot for the day, so that's awesome. As far as the structure of the event is going to be, it's basically there's going to be kind of three canopies or three tents. The first one is the homeless people will come in, get their hair cut, kind of get it styled, that sort of thing. The next one over is going to be clothing. They can come through and pick a few items that they need. The next one is going to be hygiene products, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, that sort of thing. And then the final one will be a hot lunch, soup, and that sort of thing, and bottled water and blankets, so... They're basically getting set up.
No, and that sounds really good. So I'm assuming then you're starting to get some people lined up to volunteer for this event. What kind of people do you have, and then what people are you still needing?
So far I'm not really sure as far as how many people we'll need at the actual event volunteering, because once we get it set up, then it's not going to be, you know, maybe a few people here and there to like pass out food and that sort of thing. I'm really honestly looking for donations at this point. Anything you guys can give is awesome. But also people setting up 8 a.m. the morning of, because it's going to take a lot of manpower to set up in that short of amount of time, because there's going to be, you know, sorting through some clothes, sorting through hygiene products, and just kind of getting it out there kind of thing.
Sure. And before we get too much farther, I do want to mention, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the best way to get a hold of you to lend some help with this project would be through your Facebook page,
yes.
Right? So there's a Facebook page set up, and what's the title of that page?
It's called Homeless Outreach Project, and you could also just send me a friend request, and I'll add you to the page. So.
Sure, and that's how I got on the page. Well, I saw the post, and I commented, and immediately was drawn into the group, and I'm happy to be there. I think it's a great thing you're doing. So, excuse me, and... Now, there's some things, certain specific donations that you're looking for. What kind of items are you looking for?
So, as of now, we're looking for bottled water, blankets, socks, any type of warm weather clothing, jackets, jeans, pretty much anything. Ages can go from children to adults. There's not really like a specific, you know, age group or gender that I'm looking for clothing specifically. I'm also looking for hairdressers to volunteer their time that day. That'd be really awesome. So far I only have two, and so another couple would be awesome. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. Well, and I know my daughter is not a hairdresser. She does nails only. But I know some of the friends that we have on Facebook and whatever. In fact, there's a couple of them that are recent graduates. And so, yeah, I'm sure there's the people out there. We just got to find them. So,
yeah.
You know, if there's anybody that you know that does hair and would possibly be willing to donate some time, that, you know, you can get a hold of Autumn on that Facebook page, or you can also get a hold of me here. If you're, again, we do have some, well, I shouldn't characterize anybody, but we do have some older listeners that don't use Facebook. You can always email me. I'll give that out again. That's feedback@943thebridge.com. And in the subject line, put Rogue Talk. And if you have any kind of donations that you can help out with this, or if you have special skills related to what she needs for that, that would be great. Do you have some help with the food service? You said you're going to serve them a meal. And I know what kind of things get involved with that.
Yeah. Actually, my grandpa has volunteered to go ahead and make some soup and stuff. So I thought that was really awesome. But we could always use some donations of, you know, because it's going to cost money to put out that much food for that many people. So I think we're going to end up making potato soup and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, it's like, because you can make those in bulk. And I think that's just kind of what we're looking for, is something that's going to also, like, feed them and fill them up, but is going to be inexpensive as well.
Sure, sure. Well, and you want, I mean, you know, no matter any kind of project like this, your resources are always limited. So you want to make it go, stretch it as far as you possibly
yeah.
can. So that's going to be, I'm talking to Autumn Cogdill, and she is a junior, right?
Mm-hmm.
At Rogue River Junior Senior High School. And she is organizing a homeless outreach program. And give me that date again, February...
February 25th at 10 a.m.
February 25th, it'll start at 10 a.m. And that'll be at the Umpqua Bank, in the parking lot there at Umpqua Bank. And we give them a shout out here. They're always good at participating in community projects. So we're happy to have them on board. And you also had mentioned you were looking for some tubs and something,
yes.
some storage containers to put all this stuff in. Are you still needing that?
Yes. So I have some drop-off locations in town for the donations. The fire station, Ray's Food Place, the fire station out in Weimar, and then hopefully the thrift shop out in Weimar too. So I need some big bins that I can put in those stores and those locations so that I can gather supplies for the fundraiser.
So, yeah, have a way to collect them and then have a way to transport them to the
yeah.
to the event.
Yeah.
So is there any other part of this that I'm missing or that you'd like to get out, or any other requests of help that you need with this? Is there anyone else you're working with on this, or are you taking this on all yourself?
Well, there are quite a few people who have offered their time to help, but I'm pretty much the only person in charge of it. I've had some people at the high school. We're running a clothing drive the week of, so I'm getting some donations from the high school students. Some leadership students are helping me in that aspect. Basically, you know, I'm running it, but there are a lot of people in the community who have been more than willing to help me with it, which I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So once again, you can, a couple of ways you can get a hold of us here to get to offer some help with this or some donations. You can go to the Homeless Outreach Project page on Facebook, or you can go over to Autumn Cogdill, go to her page and let her know that, you know, send her a message on there that you want to help out, or you can get a hold of me here. And I'll give that out again, feedback@943thebridge.com. You can get a hold of me through the Facebook page, but if you're going to go through Facebook, you might as well go right to Autumn on that. So I'm so happy that this is happening. I know there's other programs in other cities, and I know when you first started this, you were wondering where this was going to take place. How did you decide to keep it right here local in Rogue River?
So at first I wanted to do it in Grants Pass because it's a bigger population of homeless people I'd be dealing with. But at the same time, I realized that there are homeless people in Rogue River. And what it was is that the Jackson County, Josephine County Fairgrounds And Grants Pass was already running a very similar program for many of the homeless people there, actually around the same time I was. And so I decided, for a few reasons, I just wanted to keep it local because I know that it's harder for the homeless people in Rogue River to maybe get the help that they need compared to Grants Pass, where there is a lot of opportunity for them to get help.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think people would be surprised at how many people struggle with homelessness right here in our community.
Yeah.
And even if they're not homeless necessarily, they're struggling to put food on the table. They're struggling to have warm coats for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people might be shocked at how much poverty there really is, right? Even
yeah.
right here in our community. So, well, I salute you for that, and I'm so happy you could come down here and join me. If you'd like to hang around our final segment, we have a little fun picking football games, and I'm guessing you're not a big sports fan.
Oh, that's rude.
No. I'm not saying that because you're a girl. That wasn't what I meant. I had talked to you before, so I'm guessing, but I could be wrong. Are you a big sports fan?
It depends on the sport. I'm not a huge football fan, but I like basketball.
Okay, so. Well, you're perfectly suited for this then, because
okay.
you're picking against Cameron. You know my son Cameron,
oh, yes,
right?
Yes.
So usually the ones that don't know football do much better. Although we're not picking all football because the football season's almost over. We're running out of games to pick. But so we're going to go to the break, and when we come back, we'll have Autumn here to pick against Cameron. Cameron's not here because he's got basketball, which Autumn said she does like. He's already at his game, so he couldn't join us. I think he'll be with us next week. We'll see if we can make that happen. But we'll take a quick break here. We'll be back with Autumn Cogdill from Rogue River Junior Senior High School. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Donald Trump's inaugural parade is underway in Washington, with the new chief executive and members of his family watching from an enclosed reviewing stand near the White House. Mr. Trump said the day was unbelievable as he and his wife Melania made their way along the North Lawn to stand on Pennsylvania Avenue. The president also flashed a thumbs up. The Senate has voted overwhelmingly to confirm retired General James Mattis to be Donald Trump's Secretary of Defense. The lone holdout was New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who challenged the idea of a former military leader in a civilian job. In Southern California, more than 20 people escaped injury when a flood swept cabins and vehicles down a coastal canyon in Santa Barbara County. The second in a trio of storms drenched California with heavy rain and brought more snow to the mountains. The third storm is forecast to be the strongest. On Wall Street, the Dow by 95 points. This is
your
SMN
home
News.
For Chieftain Sports. 94.3 The Bridge.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N...
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley. General Motors plans to invest $1 billion in U.S. factories and add thousands of new white-collar jobs. The Detroit automaker says it will create or keep 7,000 jobs in the next few years, including about 2,000 at factories. The company says another 5,000 new positions will be created at its auto financing arm. North Carolina-based home improvement retailer Lowe's says it has told approximately 2,400 full-time workers that they will be laid off. A company spokesman says the majority of the cuts are at the store level, with other cuts occurring at distribution centers and customer support centers. The company says it is providing severance and outplacement resources to displaced workers. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 59 points with business.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And I have in the studio with me Autumn Cogdill. And of course, we were talking about her homeless outreach program. And let's hit that one more time so everybody can remember. That's coming up on February 25th, and that will be at Umpqua Bank starting at 10 a.m. And I'm not sure how you recruit to find the homeless people to let them know. You know, when you promote on Facebook, you can promote to get all the help you need, but yeah. I'm not sure how. But maybe there are people out there that know people that are struggling and that could benefit from this outreach. So let them know. Let them know that's going on, and because I think it's a good thing. And I think Autumn has a really big heart. That's clear to me from even taking on this project. So let's make this a successful outreach. I think it'd be wonderful. So as we always do, and I always try and get the guests to stay because it's kind of fun to do it that way, is we pick games, and once football is completely over, we may move to something else. Over the summer, we were doing kind of crazy headlines, and I was having Cameron and whoever the guest happened to be. One week it was Molly Culotta, trying to figure out which headline was the real ones and which ones were the fake ones, and that was kind of fun. But we may find something new for Cameron to do. We call him the Rogue Talk mascot. I think he got that moniker actually from my brother, who usually listens to the show every week from California. And Cameron doesn't like it too much, but we like to think of him as with one of those gigantic heads that some of the mascots wear. He gets really mad when I describe that, so which is why I do it. So let's move on to our picks for this week. Last week, Cameron had one of his best weeks of the year. He went 4-1. And sorry, Dean Sturm, but he outpicked you last week. So much for the guest winning, but we always like to give it a shot. So Cameron is now 44-36-3, so pretty good ways above 500 there, 8 games above 500. That's pretty good. I should have been putting money on these games all season long. I'd be ahead right now, but but anyhow. So we'll move to this week's games. We've got a couple football games, couple of basketball games, and a hockey game. So this will be interesting. So the first game, we'll go to the NFL playoffs on Sunday. The Packers at the Falcons. Falcons are a 5-point favorite, and Cameron says the Falcons are going to cover. He's taking the Falcons to win by 5 or more. Who do you think, Packers or Falcons?
Falcons
going to go with Atlanta. Okay, now the Steelers are heading to New England to take on the Patriots. Patriots are a 6-point favorite, and Cameron's picking the upset in this one. He'll take the 6 points and go with the Steelers. And so who do you think, Steelers or Patriots?
Patriots.
Going to go with the Patriots. Yeah. You're going to pick against Cameron on that one. And I just got the pick from Mike in the truck, and he's going with the Packers. He said the Packers are hot, so he's going to go with the Packers. So now we'll move to the NBA. The Blazers tonight, right after the show, will be taking on the Sixers. They'll be in Philadelphia, and Portland is a 1.5-point favorite in this one. And this, like I said, this game starts right after the show at 4 o'clock. Cameron's going to pick the upset. He's going with the Sixers at home. Who do you think, Blazers, Portland Trail Blazers, or the Philadelphia 76ers?
I'm going to have to go with the 76ers. Blazers, only because I'm not very familiar with the other team. So.
Well, there you go. Pick the home team. So she's going to pick against Cameron again. So this will be good for next week. We'll see who wins. So now we'll move to college basketball. Go to a Pac-12 game. Number 14, Arizona, is going to UCLA. UCLA, number 3 in the country right now. Cameron's picking UCLA. And who do you like in that one?
UCLA.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bruins. That's probably a good pick. And got the pick from Mike in the truck on that last game. Let's see who he picked on that. He's picking the Sixers, too, so he's taking the home team. And our final game we'll pick today is going to be, if you're a hockey fan, you love a game like this because it's two of the original six teams. It's the Blackhawks traveling to Boston to take on the Bruins. That game also starting right after Rogue Talk at 4 o'clock. And Cameron is going to pick the Chicago Blackhawks. I know that'll make Dan Cermak happy because he's a big Chicago guy and a big Blackhawks fan. So who do you think, Autumn, the Blackhawks or the Bruins?
The Bruins.
Oh, see, she's picking Bruins again, UCLA and Boston. So that's going to be it for our picks. And we've got a... And Mike in the truck says he's picking the Sharks, but that's because he's going to the Shark game on Saturday. So we weren't picking that game today, but we'll chalk one up there for Mike in the truck picking the Sharks. And he says, who cares about Boston? Well, I might have to agree with that, except I am kind of a Red Sox fan after the A's, of course. I'm an Oakland A's fan first. But anyhow, so... we've got a little bit of time left, and we got our picks done. Now, I don't want to throw you under the bus here, but are you still planning on participating in Miss Rogue River?
Oh yes. Oh, I wasn't at the last meeting because my house was actually almost going to flood.
Yeah,
I live right on the creek, and so
that was one of the reasons I brought that up.
Yeah.
I had heard that you were worried about some flooding, and
yeah.
has that passed now? Or
yeah,
is it...
the creek's down. It was up 12 feet and almost around to our house, so I had to go home and like try to make sure that our house wasn't going to float away. But now the creek's down again. So
yeah, well, and in different years and different girls that have participated, I would worry about on paperwork night, I would worry about certain ones being there, but you seem to be pretty responsible, so I'm pretty sure you'll be fine missing paperwork night, but you do have to get that paperwork in.
I already have it done, so I mean, now I just have to turn it in.
See, there you go. She's a very responsible one. I could tell that from the first time I met her. And you're kind of close friends with a couple of the other girls that are participating. Is that right?
Yeah, Annabelle and Amber, we're pretty good friends. So.
Yeah, that's what I picked up on that.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to it. I can't wait. And we added a new girl just recently.
Yeah, I'm actually good friends with her, too.
Oh, you know her?
She's from Portland.
Well, that's great. And then, of course, Gina, who participated last year and was first runner-up, is also in there. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's one of the favorite things that I get to do. And of course, I mentioned before you got here, I mentioned that the crab feed is coming up, and that's one of the things you're working on right now is getting ready for that. And it's I keep calling it a crab feed because that's what we used to call it. It's a crab dinner because we've changed it to more of a sit down dinner type. And everybody seemed to respond well to that last year, so we're going to do that again this year. And you know, I'm really looking forward to it. I love being the MC of the pageant. It's fun to put the spotlight on to you ladies that participate because we've got such neat, talented kids in our area here in Rogue River. And it's fun to be able to shine a light on their talents and,
for sure.
and the things they're doing. Now, have you picked your platform for the pageant?
Yeah, so my platform actually is going to be the Community Service Project, which is a really great coincidence because I wasn't even planning on doing Miss Rogue River this year. And so I was like, oh, this works out perfectly.
Yeah, it does. And that was what I was going to mention was, you know, sometimes some of the girls have had trouble picking what they want as their platform. And because it needs to be something that you can have some participation in, not just kind of a side interest. And so,
yeah,
this is perfect for you and will serve you well. And I know the other girls will have really good things that they're working
for sure.
on too. In fact, I kind of hinted at a couple of things to Amber a couple of weeks back. So we'll see what she ends up picking. But
we have a lot of talented girls, and it's very diverse. It's a very diverse group
is.
This year, too, because we all have very separate interests, and all of them have really good interests, too. So it's going to be fun to see.
Yeah, so that's going to be about all the time we've got for today. I want to thank Amber Cogdill for joining me today. I'm sorry, Autumn Cogdill. we got too many A's in the Miss Rogue River. So thank you again. And everybody, be good to one another because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith, Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.